Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Pick Six Podcast, CBS Sports NFL podcast. Will Benson, I'm your host. We got a bold prediction show today. Joining us to give out proclamations, Pete Prisco, John Breach. What's up, fellas?
What's going on?
You're like a less bald Wilson.
What?
Yeah, you got more hair than Wilson does.
Ooh, I don't know who you're making fun of there, Wilson or Prisco?
Wilson.
Yeah. What divisional round, buddy? I'm ready. I love this weekend. It's the best weekend in sports.
You know what's crazy? It is the best weekend in sports. You know what's crazy? Excuse me. I got some in my throat there. There was only one good game.
It was bad. It was bad
football. But like it was a wildly entertaining stretch of football this weekend. By the way, this episode of Pick Six is brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook. Make every moment more. 4 great games up on FanDuel right now that you can wager on for the divisional round. But 2 of them, at least actually 3 of them, almost like a full touchdown spread. Do you think we'll be in for good football this weekend, Pete?
I do. I think one of the number ones is going down.
Oh!
That's a bold prediction. I can't wait to hear that one.
That's a bold prediction for sure.
I think one of the ones is going down. I don't know. Look. I've seen this too many times in history where you sit there and say it's so obvious, and I don't think it is. I think this year has been crazy. I mean, when you think about it, look at 3 of the teams left in the postseason. They were all had losing records, major losing records at one point. Yeah. The Texans had a losing record. The Packers had a losing record. Bucks were had a losing record. I mean, think about that. And yet the teams that were 10-1 was 10-1. The Cowboys were cruising. They're gone. I mean, it's going to be wild. This weekend, it wasn't wild this past weekend. You had one upset, big upset, or actually a couple, but the big one was the Packers. But the fact that you didn't have those will make it crazy this week.
Well, I mean, the thing is we had 3 upsets because the Texans were dogs at home, beat the Browns.
But Cowboys, that was close. Yeah, the Cowboys won. The Packers beating the Cowboys was major.
Was major, right, for sure. But then, obviously, the Bucks beating the Eagles. I think the difference is – well, yeah, right. But, I mean, there were still, like, upsets. But the difference was – it was, like, watching the Cowboys – it, like, wasn't exciting outside of Rams and Lions. But, like, watching the Cowboys just collapse, like, melt down like that, and watching the Eagles just get destroyed, it was very – and watching C.J. Stroud play well and Joe Flacco with the back-to-back pick sixes, like, it wasn't thrilling, but it was entertaining the whole weekend, I think.
Yeah, I think, the Packers game was really entertaining because you had a bunch of young kids running around making plays all over the place, and you had a Cowboys team that had all the pressure in the world on it melting down. Even the Buffalo game got interesting for a while. It wasn't going to stay that way because Buffalo was that much better, and it shouldn't have been that way if they don't have the field goal block. They go up 24-0, and Pittsburgh starts looking for reservations in all those exotic locations, but it wasn't a great weekend. The Lions-Rams game was outstanding. The rest of them were not very good football games in terms of being close.
Breach, by the way, Eagle, at one point this year, I saw this tweet. This is basically looking at the records, but it's kind of amazing to Pete's point. The Eagles were 10-1. The Dolphins were 9-3. The Cowboys were 10-3. While the Texans were 3-4, the Bucs were 4-7, and the Packers were 3-6. I mean, just insane that the three teams with those losing records are still alive, and the three teams that got to those huge winning records. You know, I mean, we're talking 29-7 combined for the Eagles, Dolphins, and Cowboys, and they're all headed to Bermuda.
And you don't even have to go that far back to get there. I mean, we are talking on December 1st, the Eagles were 10-1. I mean, that is last month they were 10-1. And last month, the Dolphins were 8-3, two-game lead in the division. And you mentioned their record, but they were up on the Bills, who were 6-6 at that point. And then this is December 1st. It's not like this was November 5th and things got crazy. This was last month. So it's just nuts to see how quickly.
Well, also, you can throw Jacksonville into that mix. They were at one point, they were the number one seed in the AFC for about 15 minutes. I mean, the league is wacky. It's crazy. It's become a survival test in a lot of ways, by the way. I mean, Miami Dolphins exhibit A. You can't play in the playoffs without your three top pass rushers and expect to advance. It's become a survival test.
This year in particular, survival test with all the backup quarterbacks. It's pretty fascinating, though, that one of Baker Mayfield, Brock Purdy, Jared Goff, or Jordan Love is going to start the Super Bowl. It's pretty wild.
It is amazing. And you know what? Credit
Goff's, Goff's been to one, and all four of those guys are good. It's just crazy.
Credit goes to every single one of those guys, by the way, because every single one of them has faced obstacles, media obstacles. In particular, Jared Goff never has got the due he deserves. Everybody's ripped on Jared Goff. He's played outstanding football for the Lions. Baker Mayfield, four teams. I mean, think about that. I had a big argument with Brady yesterday because Brady Quinn was saying the pick wasn't a failure for the Browns. And I said, yes, it was. It's an F.
He's didn't not make it to his roster. Second contract. It's an F.
Right. It's an F. You draft him over first overall, it's an F. But he's rejuvenated himself. And you know, I saw that. Look, I saw the Bucs and the Packers in preseason and training camp. And I said to myself, I said, I should have stayed with the Bucs. I got off it when they had the quarterback competition. Baker had that look, that feel, that chip. The players rallied around them, and you could see that one coming. Same with Jordan Love. I've admitted this. You've mocked me because I sent out the tweet, but I have admitted this. When he came out, I didn't love his game. But after going there and listening to his teammates and talking to the staff and talking to him, I came away and watching him, I said, this is a different guy, different. And I didn't know him coming out. I never talked to him coming out. And it's hard to get inside a guy, but you could tell that he believed he was going to be great. And now the way he's playing, those kids have all grown up around each other. It's fantastic to watch.
And you know what's really crazy about you saying that, Pete, especially about the Buccaneers, is that this team had a lot of confidence during the offseason. Tristan Wirfs did an interview, I think, in June or July where he said, I don't really care that we lost Tom Brady. This team, we're playing in the NFC South. We're not in the best division. I think we go 12-5 and win the division. You usually hear players just come out and make predictions because they'll get thrown back in their face. Wirf said, no, 12-5, win the division, and whatever, record doesn't matter once you win the division. Carlton Davis said the same thing. He said, we're going to wreck crap, except he used the actual cuss word, and that they're going to win the division. So you had two players come out on the record and said they're going to win the division with Baker Mayfield, and then they did it.
You know, it was amazing. Think about that, though. And in talking to some people in the Bucs even recently, they had a legitimate quarterback competition in July and August. There was one. And I thought when I went there, I said, this can't be real. It was real. Kyle Trask was pushing for the starting job. Baker Mayfield, the day I watched him practice in the facility at nighttime, was bad. He looked like he was pressing. And so there was a quarterback competition. He won it. He should have won it. It shouldn't have even been to that point. But and that's where they are. What I saw from them in camp and in mini camp and in training camp, it was a great mix of old and young. And sometimes when you get those two things coming together, it works because they had so many cap hell. Brady left them in cap hell because of his contract. And you saw, now you're starting to see it. You know, Kancey's starting to make a lot of plays. Remember, he was hurt in the beginning of camp and didn't play for the early part of the season. Yaya Diaby, pass rusher. You know, Izian, the nickel corner. These young guys have kind of Palmer with the big play. These young guys have kind of added life and juice to a roster that needed it. and they're faster. They're playing faster, and they are a legitimate threat this week to the Lions.
Ooh. That's another bold prediction.
All right. Let's recap last week's bold predictions. Got to say, I think Pete came up with them, and then we graded them. You did really well, Pete, relative to, like, bold predictions. We start with the Browns and the Texans, where you said Joe Flacco would go off. Bold prediction, Browns-Texans.
What's the bold? I mean, it has to be bold? Or just
any bold prediction.
Joe Flacco throws for 340 and three.
Shout out to producer Harry with the excellent graphical time machine work. Not a great job there. Flacco did throw for 307, one touchdown, and two interceptions. Both of those interceptions were for touchdowns, so he did throw three touchdowns, Pete.
I think it counts.
He flaccoed, by the way. That's what I call flaccoing.
Back-to-back pick sixes.
And by the way, the first one, I don't know what the hell he was doing on that one. The second one was just a bad read. But why? It's okay to punt in that situation, by the way. Down, what was it, 31-14. You're only down 17 in the third quarter. You could have punted there.
Joe Flacco doesn't punt, Pete.
Was there somebody who went for it on instead of kicking when they were down 18 or 17 this weekend? I feel like there's some questionable coaching, a little bit of questionable coaching this weekend, mostly by Sean McVay.
Why do you keep throwing McVay under the bus? He made one bad call.
What do you the end of the half for McVay?
He shouldn't have punted. He shouldn't have punted on 4th and 14.
On the 4th and 14, yeah, late. If you have your timeouts,
they went one timeout. If you have your timeouts
or a timeout in the 2 minute warning, that's fine.
Well, he had a timeout in the 2 minute warning.
He had one timeout.
And the 2 minute warning.
Yeah, you need more. Yeah, I guess two timeouts in the two. You need to have a chance to stop them three times to get the ball back. Also, like
they could have stopped them if they don't let them complete the pass to St. Brown. They would have got the ball. That's true.
I mean, look, you got it. Would you give it back to? Also, when you give it back to Dan Campbell, you can't be expecting them to run the ball a couple times. Nevertheless.
I didn't like the end of the half for McVay either.
Yeah, didn't either. Dolphins and Chiefs. You had a boldish prediction, but it worked out. What's your bold prediction for this game?
That we'll hear about the weather 1,342 times during that game.
Unfortunately, it will be less because the game is only on Peacock. Peacock actually killed it. Shout out to Peacock.
I was going to say, Brenton, your bold prediction of it being less because it's only on Peacock ended up being wrong.
Yeah. Insane. It was the Peacock was the number one app in the app store on like not sports, all apps, which is pretty good. It shows the future. I would expect we'll probably see one on. I try to tell people that Chiefs and Bills is only on Paramount Plus. They didn't like that. But yeah, you were right about the weather. That's all anybody talks about, Pete.
I mean, and you know what? If as it related to the Buffalo Pittsburgh game, that was all they were going to talk about. And instead, they moved it. So, you know, they still talked about it.
And I'm going to give Pete a little props here because when we recorded that show last Tuesday, the projected kickoff temperature at that point was 6 degrees, which is noteworthy, but not. It's something people want to talk about forever. By the time we got to Saturday, kickoff temperature was -4, fourth coldest game in NFL history. Patrick Mahomes' helmet shatters. Now everyone's talking about Andy Reid's mustache growing icicles. So the weather just was.
Breach wrote a story about Andy Reid's mustache.
So I should put a green screen behind me. We have a front coming in off the coast here, and you know, I think I have my future as a weatherman.
You kept up the accuracy. You were more accurate than a weatherman with your Packers and Cowboys prediction. Pete, what's a bold prediction for Packers and Cowboys?
The two quarterbacks combined to throw for 650 yards.
Ooh.
Wow. How many?
650.
That's a lot. I know. It was 675. That is insane. What a game for those two quarterbacks. Dak was not great in the game, but he ended up having the volume to get there.
He had a lot of garbage time.
Yeah. Jordan Love was tremendous in that game. I mean, it's wild to think that Mike McCarthy coach? Would he come in with Rodgers or he coached Favre 1 year, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I'm saying, like, the coach of the Cowboys, the coach of the, like, this is how long the Packers have had good quarterbacking. It's insane.
It's amazing. And nobody, I mean, as much as I like Jordan Love this year before the season, nobody saw this coming.
Did Adam Schein see it coming?
No, he blistered the kid.
I told him you tracked him on HQ.
And you know what's crazy? If you woke up on Monday morning, you just looked at the box score and saw that Dak Prescott threw for 403 yards and threw three touchdown passes, you would be thinking, how many did the Cowboys win by? And instead, well, they got
the two picks. I mean, come on, they can't do that. Yeah, I mean, it was terrible.
That's playoff Dak for you. Playoff. Deck.
You weren't perfect though, Pete. Rams, Lions, just a bit outside. Everything at stake here, Pete. What's your bold prediction for Rams at Lions?
Track me. So I'm going to go same way, up and down. They're going to go up and down. You're going to go for each team will score 30.
Okay, 60 points would be a lot. That would hit the over for sure. This game actually went under.
It looked like it was going over at halftime. I don't know what the hell happened in the second half. That thing slowed down in the worst way.
If you had that over at halftime, you're thinking this is cashing easily. Yeah,
you think you're in.
And Sean McVay crushing Prisco's bold prediction by going 0-for-3 in the red zone. Yeah, and settling for three field goals inside 30 yards.
It was all the red zone. The Lions scored in the red zone. They didn't.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's like if the Rams score in the red zone, it forces the Lions to throw the ball a lot more. And that's how you get to the 60-plus points. Like that game could have easily gone over. I think if it had gone over, the Rams would have won too, which means they would have been scored. It was an awesome game. Like I'm pumped for Jared Goff. I'm pumped for the Lions. You know, my Matthew Stafford love, but I'm still, I think great game. His hand got wrecked. He still played awesome. And Goff was
he's tough as, plus he got blasted on that play. And when that probably should have been a personal foul. It didn't get called.
Yeah.
He got blasted on that play too.
You know what's surprising? As we move to Steelers Bills, Josh Allen gets a lot of personal fouls, which is, I'm not like saying it in a bad way, just like I think he's good about making sure that he gets the credit for it. Cam Newton never got him, you know? Like somebody that big oftentimes can get overlooked, and Josh Allen certainly seems to get them. Mason Rudolph actually blew up your bold prediction. What's your bold prediction?
How many starts in a row is this for Mason Rudolph now?
This is fourth.
He will be 9 of 27 for 112 yards and two picks.
That is highly specific. 9 of 27 for 112 yards and two picks.
Yep.
He went 22 of 39 for 229, two touchdowns and a pick.
Yeah, and a lot of that came late after they got down big. Otherwise, I think that – what was he at halftime?
I'll have to look it up, but they definitely showed something, a stat where he was like kind of close to whatever number you had on there.
And like if you look at his halftime stats, I think there was an end zone pick, so that was involved in that.
8 of 16 at halftime for 102 yards.
Yeah, so he was in.
One interception.
Yeah, hey, look, that wasn't that far off. He just got some stuff late.
I was looking to see if we had he went 5 of 8 in the third quarter, and then in the fourth quarter, Mason Rudolph went 9 of 15 for 68 yards and a touchdown.
Yeah.
So the meat of his performance came on in that fourth quarter in some bit of a garbage time. All right. Finally, Eagles, Buccaneers, the weatherman is back. What's a bold prediction here?
Baker Mayfield outplays Jalen Hurts.
That's a good one. And nobody's questioned that. Baker was awesome.
Jalen Hurts was great.
Jalen Hurts is bad. Baker's playing. You think Baker can win a Super Bowl?
Yeah. Yeah. I think that team's dangerous. I think with Todd Bowles and the defense growing up and so many different looks that they did, the only concern of the offensive line is a little suspect in pass protection at times, which we saw last night even. And you saw it a couple weeks ago against the Saints. Remember, the Saints brutalized them there. So that's the concern.
I thought that was your best prediction, Pete. I thought because this was not even close to – this wasn't Baker threw for 300 and Hurts threw for 290, but also rushed for two touchdowns. This was Baker Mayfield annihilating Jalen Hurts and the Eagles defense.
I mean, the Eagles are terrible.
They didn't tackle anybody. They still haven't. They allowed age to creep in on defense in a lot of spots, particularly cornerback. The secondary is a disaster. They didn't rush the passer. Where was Jalen Carter? Where has he been the last 6 weeks?
I mean, he probably should not win Defensive Rookie of the Year.
No, he should not.
Matt Patricia kind of like made him invisible.
Well, then also the linebackers can't cover anybody. It's just it's not a good defense.
No, it's really not. Do you, real quickly, before we get to your bowl predictions for this week, we talked about this last night, but in the night before, do you think either and or both of the Cowboys and Eagles change out their head coach?
I think one of them will. I don't know which one, but one of them will. I don't think they both will. Do you? I mean, can you go from being in the Super Bowl one February to being fired in January the next year?
John Fox.
What if he had won that game? Which they probably, by the way, there's some people who still think they should have won the game.
Or they won the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Doug Peterson got fired, 3 years after winning his?
But the next year, he wouldn't be, if they had won that game last year, and there wasn't a hold at the end of the whole
game. Yeah. They win the game. We're not talking about that.
Right. So is it that much different?
No.
Last year an accident? You can't have it both ways. Either it's a total disaster or last year was an accident.
Right.
Right? It has to be one or the other.
Either
the guy lucked into last year and it was a total accident and this is who he is, or last year was
they were 10-1 this year.
Or you look, if you're Jeffrey Lurie and you're breaking down everything that happened, maybe you're saying, all right, Sirianni was relying a lot on his coordinators who are no longer there, and now that he's got full control, this team tanked, and I don't think he can handle it unless he's got coordinators to prop him up. So I think you can make the argument that wasn't a fluke, but also that you can't go forward with Sirianni as your head coach.
Well, and when you evaluated Doug Peterson, when they won in Philadelphia, that was a fluke. They won with Nick Foles, the greatest accident in the history of the league. So that was a fluke. So but that's
what
why-
about John Fox getting fired? He only got one more season after the Broncos-Seahawks Super Bowl and then took them to the divisional round of the playoffs. Lost because he couldn't get them any further, and the Broncos said, all right, you're out, man.
I mean, it could happen. Weird things happen in this league. I just think patience is out the window. You know, as far as McCarthy, that would be a reaction to the media if he fires him in that scenario. That's what that would be. They want him out.
That
was another thing. That's the difference between McCarthy and Sirianni. Jalen Hurts didn't come out and back his head coach when they asked him about it. There was nothing definitive in that. But you saw Dak Prescott. He came out and said, no, Mike McCarthy should be our coach. There's a big difference there. So something might be going on with the Eagles and their players. Whereas I think the other side, the players are more supportive of Mike McCarthy and would like to see him come back.
And I said this last night, or I said this maybe two nights ago, but you know, Mike McCarthy, a little bit of a victim of the Eagles' failure. I don't know that we're having this discussion if, you know, the Cowboys don't win the division and then lose the game at home, you know? Like, you go to
the... everybody's propping up Dan Quinn. His defense was terrible in that game. Terrible. Yep. He played six defensive backs, almost 50 snaps out of the entire game, and they were just getting gashed in the run game. They're too little.
Let's get to...
And what happened real quick, the last time a head coach or a defensive coordinator got hired the year after getting embarrassed in a big playoff game, wasn't that... Oh, Matt Patricia
with the Lions. Yeah, that's right. He got embarrassed in the Super Bowl.
That didn't work out well.
By the Eagles, no less. So it's all full circle. Okay. Let's take a break. When we come back, Pete's bold predictions for the divisional round next.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got
got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Great stat here from, I believe, our research department that Harry, producer Harry, got into the rundown. There are eight teams remaining, eight quarterbacks remaining, starting quarterbacks. Seven of those starting quarterbacks, Pete, are former first-round picks. You have – can you name where all seven were taken?
What spot they were taken?
Yeah.
No.
Jared Goff.
I bet you could.
One.
Yeah, I bet you can.
One.
Baker Mayfield.
One.
C.J. Stroud.
Two.
Josh Allen.
He was seven.
Yep.
Wasn't he?
Yeah. Patrick Mahomes.
Nine.
10.
Not nine, because Brinson knows, because the Bengals picked nine that year and Brinson loves to throw that in my face. Right.
Okay. And the Bills were the 10th team. They traded with the they traded with the Bills. Jordan Love.
He was 25?
Six.
Oh! 26.
Lamar Jackson.
He was 31.
32nd.
32, that's right.
32. And then do you know what number pick the final quarterback was?
No.
Brock Purdy. He was the last pick of the draft.
I know he's the last pick of the draft.
Isn't that crazy that we got seven first-round picks?
That tells you usually where you need to find them.
Right, exactly.
Unless you have the accident of all accidents in Tom Brady, it's in the sixth round, or Brock Purdy, who fits in that offense and perfectly in the last pick of the draft.
Wait, which is a bigger accident, Tom Brady or Nick Foles winning a Super Bowl?
Oh, Nick Foles winning a Super Bowl. Tom Brady had it in him. They just didn't see it.
Right.
Nick Foles Nick Foles for most of his career.
All right. To add
to your point real quick, Brinson, we have three quarterbacks from the class of 2018, which is tied for the most ever from one class to make it in the divisional round. Ooh. At the same time.
That'd be 2004, right?
And every QB. No, it's happened a few times. Every quarterback is under the age of 30, and this is only the third time that has ever happened in the divisional round.
It's actually,
well, you also got to remember a lot of those times Manning and Brady were in, and they were in over 30. So, and Favre was over 30, and so you had guys that played later in their career. But you're right, it's a good stat. Look, the young guns are coming. That's basically what it is. They're here. A lot of them are here, but you got Stroud's coming. Guy like that, Purdy, they're coming.
No, I mean there's definitely been, we're definitely still in the sort of mid-range stages of this turnover of like a legendary group of quarterbacks who all sort of stepped away, and now these guys are taking over. Who's your best divisional round quarterback? You pick one divisional round quarterback right now. Obviously, Mahomes.
I mean, Lamar's the MVP. But
you get to pick one for the
I'm always taking Mahomes. He's proved it.
Are you won. Coward? I'll take Josh Allen.
Well, but until he proves that he can win the big one Mahomes has, you have to take Mahomes.
Breach, you get the third pick by virtue of me.
You know what? I wasn't going to take Mahomes or Allen with my first pick, so you guys can have those picks. I am taking Jared Goff. He gets to go up against the defense that gave up the fourth most passing yards in the NFL. I think Goff throws for more yards than any other quarterback in the divisional round.
That's not the question.
I asked the question wrong. It was who has the best performance this weekend?
Oh, that's not the way you asked the question.
Wait, yes, what, how did you phrase it?
I said, who you got? Who's the best quarterback?
Yeah, I mean, like, who you got? Like, who's going to win? I still take Jared Goff either way.
Yeah, who's going to have the best performance this weekend?
I'll say I will actually amend mine to Lamar Jackson.
I'm going to amend mine to Jordan Love.
Ooh,
off on now.
There we go.
See, you block them, you beat them. That's always my theory on the 49ers, and I think the way the Packers' offensive line is playing, they can block them.
I hear Pete talking himself into an upset here.
Okay, well, let's get to Pete's bold predictions in, because that sounds like you might have a big boy coming for the 49ers.
I picked the 49ers to win the Super Bowl, by the way.
Yeah, I got the Bills over the 49ers. All right. We'll start with the Texans.
You had the Bills over the Rams. What are you talking? Rams? You had the Rams.
Before the season, I had Bills over 49ers. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Okay.
Texans Ravens. We'll start there. That's the first game on the slate. Give me a bold prediction, Pete, for the Texans and CJ Stroud, the rookie quarterback, dominated his first start, heading to face off against Lamar Jackson.
The two quarterbacks will combine to throw for 575.
That is a ton of yardage for that means Lamar Jackson is slinging it.
575. You're going to see a lot of passing in that game.
So let's see. For last week, we gave Pete, just for reference, Breach, when he said 650 yards from Packers Cowboys, I gave him a B+. You gave him an A-. So this is a lower number, but I think it's a more difficult game to project a ton of passing yards than right. The Cowboys and the Packers, which we kind of expected it. So I'll stand pat and say B+.
I will go B+ also. Lamar only topped 300 three times the entire season. So CJ Stroud might have to do some of the heavy lifting. You have no idea how often Lamar's going to end up throwing. Maybe the Ravens come out and throw a curveball and sling it instead of run it. Who knows? I think this is a very interesting prediction. B+2.
Set up to be very, very cold. High of 27 on Sunday in.
But you know, Stroud played at Ohio. It's not like.
Oh, no, I don't think. Yeah. It's just.
You're saying that could slow down the passing.
Yeah, it's going to be cold and windy, but nothing like, you know, insane. Packers, 49ers. You hinted that there might be a you block them, you beat them upset coming, Pete? Go bold.
The Packers are going to upset the 49ers.
Oh, A+.
Packers are going to upset the 49ers. I think this is going to be a high scoring game, and I think in the end, Jordan Love's going to make a throw to win it for the Packers. I think they win it.
Wow. That would be insane if the Packers took down the 49ers in the divisional round like the first year after Aaron Rodgers leaves.
Because he never beat them in the playoffs.
0-4 in the playoffs against the 49ers.
Yeah.
Wow.
And, you know, the crazy thing is that if that happens, imagine how big Tampa Bay Detroit comes with those two teams knowing if they win, they host the NFC championship game.
Could you imagine if it's Tampa hosting Green Bay?
Oh my God.
That would be the perfect for the way this season has gone. Perfect.
The CBS NFC title. I don't actually think that CBS executives would be pulling for the Packers, obviously, to get to the Super Bowl in that situation. But Packers at Lions NFC championship game, Fox would love that. And I think because this is, you know, NFC North rivalry. And then I think CBS would be happy with either Lions or Packers coming out of there, right?
Yeah, I think ideally they would have rather had the Cowboys over anybody.
Well, yeah, I mean, of course, right. But I'm saying
Cowboys
like now
and Chiefs.
That, yeah.
Cowboys and Chiefs would have been there.
Cowboys and Chiefs would have obliterated.
I think there's definitely a curiosity when you have a first-time Super Bowl team that's never been there and that people would tune in.
Yeah, the Lions would be because after what we saw last week in Detroit and the you know, the mania and everything, I think it'd be great.
Kelly Stafford said that, or like ML Football or one of those aggregators tweeted that Kelly Stafford claims they were booing her kids. Okay, stop it. Stop it.
You are sharing tweets that ML Football tweeted out. You've watched
I saw somebody like clowning. A bunch of people were clowning
him. Leave the kids alone.
I don't think they were like booing children. I think they were just like, you know, the kids heard they're booing Matthew Stafford.
Or like share a direct quote. Don't summarize something
you
like
know
that.
Exactly. Matt Stafford, by the way, I'm happy for the players. I mean, that was kind of weird the way he said that.
I mean, yeah, he didn't say he was happy for the fans.
No, he didn't say he was happy for the city or anything. He just said,
yeah, that was a little weird.
I mean, yeah. I don't think he was happy. I think he thought he could win another Super Bowl. Breach, do you have a grade for Pete's upset Packers?
Oh, that's an A+.
Okay, cool.
It feels like it's in the realm of possibility.
Look like an idiot when it's 45-7 in the third quarter.
Yeah. Now you know you are fully aware of. You've been vetted, like you've been shown that we're going to replay these videos next week. So when it's 49-10 the 49ers, well, that one will look great.
I think all the 49ers are beatable. I'll be honest with you. Yeah, I think they're beatable. So.
Buccaneers at Lions. Lions minus 6 in this one, by the way.
This one's going to get loose, too. So I think you're going to see the two quarterbacks throw combined for
8 touchdowns.
Six passing touchdowns.
That is a lot. All right.
6 passing touchdowns, 3 each.
I will give it an A-. Jared Goff and Baker Mayfield lighting up the scoreboard for 6 passing touchdowns would be substantial. That would be fun. I think that's doable because the way that you attack both of these defenses is through the air.
You have to throw the ball. If you're Tampa Bay, you have to throw. You saw that. Dave Canales isn't afraid to throw it on every down. And so I think six touchdown passes.
Dave Canales going to get a head coaching job?
Not. I think he's not ready yet. One more year.
And you know what's crazy? It's Baker Mayfield only had 2 games during the entire season where he threw 3 touchdown passes and threw for at least 300 yards, and they both came against playoff teams. One, obviously, Monday night against the Eagles. The other one against the Packers. So, I mean, not that crazy.
No.
I'll give it an A. All right, minus.
Breach gives it an A. Okay.
Minus.
Finally. A minus?
A okay. Minus.
Sorry. Finally, 6:30 p.m. Sunday evening. The game of the year. Right? I mean, find me a better one. Chiefs at Bills. I don't know what version this is. They played each of the last 3 seasons, I think, of the regular season. And have met plenty of times in the playoffs. Patrick Mahomes' first road playoff game, Pete. Chiefs-Bills, bold prediction.
Bold, huh? We need something bold. How about this for bold? Dalton Kincaid has a better game than Travis Kelce.
Oh, that's spicy. That's very breachian of you because that's doable given how they played. And yet that is bold. I give it a B+.
I'm going A- because it is breachian. So I got to one up Brent in the grade department there.
That is breachian of him, but it's like very
I love the way the Bills are playing with the 2 tight ends with Knox and Kincaid. It causes so many problems for a defense, and the way they are so aggressive on the other side of the ball's got to come out. You know, Spagnuolo is going to come after you. The ball's got to come out. I think Kincaid can have a monster day.
I think it was a friend of the program, friend of real life, Greg Rosenthal, noted on Twitter that Dalton Kincaid, top 10 receiving yards for a rookie tight end in NFL history this year, 673. Maybe unless he was talking about catches, whatever it was, and he didn't start the first 5 weeks of the season.
Well, because those guys were in and out of the lineup a little bit too. They were hurt, remember?
Yeah.
And this now they can use them, you know, that way. By the way, the rookie tight end class is phenomenal. You know, you
LaPorta, talk about the Packers, Kincaid. I mean,
and even in the playoffs, you have Musgrave and Kraft.
Yeah.
I mean, both of those guys. And you know, the tight end position has a ton of guys in it now. It's outstanding. And these playoff teams have them. I mean, that's important. You got to get a tight end.
Travis Kelce going to retire after the season?
Didn't one of the TMZ or something report that he's going to get engaged in the summer?
They said, no, People, maybe somebody said that they heard he and Taylor Swift were planning on getting engaged. That feels premature.
You know, the thing about it is, there's something's changed in the relationship because his mother is much cozier with Taylor Swift now than she was. She was a little apprehensive, a little suspect about
it. She called her fine. She was like, she's fine. Yeah.
Yeah, New York Post, page 6, reported they are getting engaged. TMZ said they're not.
Oh. Source off.
Or not planning.
Who the hell knows anyways? I mean, who knows, you know? How could you report that? The only person that knows that is if Travis Kelce's going to do it.
Yeah, yeah. Or like Taylor Swift's like parents. I mean, if he like said something, if he asked permission or something like that, yeah.
And then they leak it to TMZ. You know,
when it first started, everybody out there was a little bit, I don't know about it, but it looks real. It feels real now, doesn't it?
I believe in true love, so I've always thought it was real, but Yes, no, there have been points in time, I even wrote about this too, like during one of my picks columns 1 week, where it was like, okay, every commercial is either Taylor Swift or Travis Kelce right now. It feels like this is some kind of marketing scheme. Do you think it was?
Do you play that out if you're either one of them? That's just stupid.
No.
Does she need any help in the marketing making money department? Not at all.
Does the NFL? No.
I don't believe that. I think
we'll see Taylor Swift jump through a flaming table in Buffalo?
No, you will not. Will you see her go? Somebody said, will you see her go to the Anchor Bar and eat wings?
Probably, maybe. I don't know. I feel like she's realistic.
I think she seems like she's a normal, girl that would go do something like that.
I think that given her level of fame and stardom, that she has handled this much better than the football media has handled it.
Agree 100%.
She's not going out of her way to like avoid being discussed, but she's not like aggressively inviting attention in a way like it is being dumped on her.
Travis is such a normal dude too. I mean, it's like, he can't be anything but normal if you're with them. He's a normal guy.
Yeah. He's a friend of the podcast.
Him and Jason Kelce are normal guys. It's not like, people always look and say, oh, he's an athlete. He's different. Those guys are, you're normal. You can tell by his mother and his father. They're normal.
Yeah. Very, very down to earth, dude. Okay. Let's take a break. When we come back, we're going to blind rank divisional games. Ooh. Just like we did wildcard games, we'll do that next.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
All right. We love our on-the-spot blind power rankings. We make it up live on air. Pete doesn't know what five things Breach and I are going to give him or in what order. We do know it is divisional round matchups, of course. And that means we rank the best divisional round games of all time. Legacies forged. Hearts broken. I guess we're kind of running out of time, so I'll stop that. But you can't win it all unless you win it here. We're going to start, Pete, before Breach and I were born. 1971. Do you know what game?
He already knows.
Do you already know? The longest game. Chiefs and Dolphins in 71. Dolphins.
Yeah. That would be... The game itself was interesting because
Christmas Day, 1971.
One of the few double overtime games in NFL history.
Ed Podolak was amazing for the Chiefs in that game. Garrow. You know what? I'd put that – it wasn't a great game. It was just a – I'd go four.
It's just long.
Four.
Okay. Four.
All right, Pete, let's see where you put next one on your list. There was a little miracle that took place in Minneapolis when the Vikings beat the Saints. Where do you put that one? Minneapolis miracle.
2017, of course, 29-24, Steph Diggs with the walk-off from Case Keenum.
I don't want to put it too far up because then I'll make Rick Spielman happy, and I never want to do that. So I'll put it at there's better ones. I'll put that at five.
Five?
Five. It was a fluky play. It wasn't a great game.
Was it not a great game?
It was okay.
Pretty good game.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
That was a pretty good game. Fourth quarter, 29 total points scored in the fourth quarter of that game. So actually, yeah, over the whole game was like 17-0 Minnesota at half.
Yeah.
17-7. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, 29 points.
It wasn't like it was up and down the field all day.
Yeah. Marcus Williams, I remember discussing that during the offseason. You know, it's like, can you bounce back from that? And one other fun note about the Minneapolis Miracle.
We'll see Marcus Williams this week, by the way. Right? Baltimore.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Yeah, yeah. One other fun note is they had to change the extra point rule as a result of Minnesota having to come back out and kick the extra point.
Right.
Remember, they decided if it doesn't matter, if it doesn't count, then you don't have to kick it. All right. Next
up, Brenton's favorite rule change ever. Anytime we bring up the Minneapolis Miracle, Brenton brings up the rule change.
Right. That's specific. Because you know why? Because it
impacts. Gambling.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
That's right. Don't kick that extra point. They don't have to kick that. I think what the spread was on that, but I'm pretty sure that it impacted the spread, if I'm not mistaken. Hold on. I'll tell you.
Roll on.
Okay. Well, you got somewhere to go?
Yeah, I
got
to go. I'm on the HQ.
You got a hard out in 1 minute. Oh, you got to hurry
Vikings,
up.
It was Vikings minus 5.5. So it did. It was a big deal. Okay. Next up. Don't have to go far back in the past. Chiefs and the Bills. 2021, 13 seconds.
Two. Because there's going to be something better, but that was great. That game was fantastic. Two.
All right. Next up. Too bad Wilson's not here to give you this one. The immaculate reception. Steelers beat the Raiders. Also in 1971, just like our double overtime game to start with.
I'm going to put that. What was that number? What do I have left? Four.
You have one and three. One and three.
Three. Put it at three because I think the last one is going to be the one.
I think we got him.
He fell for it. What were you? What were you expecting in this?
I don't know. Something up and down the field. Give me one.
2021. Stafford, Tom Brady's Tom Brady, the bomb to Cooper Kupp to be.
You got me.
The number one divisional game by people
of all time.
The number one.
No.
How would you rank those five if you were not going blind?
I still think that, you know. I probably put the Bills Chiefs game at number one.
Bills Chiefs one, immaculate reception, Minneapolis miracle.
And then
Bucks Rams and then the Chiefs Dolphins,
probably, yeah.
Okay.
Or maybe even Chiefs Dolphins Bucks Rams.
Bucks Rams is a shootout. I was like 57 points in that.
The
game.
Brady game was the Rams won a 27-3 lead, and then Bucks dying 27-27. It's pretty crazy.
And then they
game.
Got him in overtime when they hit the play. Yeah,
I was so miserable because I was absolutely. I was like, I told you the Rams are great, and said, here comes Tom Brady. The Rams hold on anyway. All right. That'll do it for us. By the way, in that game, 366 yards passing for Matthew Stafford, 2 touchdowns. He was awesome. Hall of Famer. Future Hall of Famer. Stafford. Oh, stop it. All right. That'll do it for us. Pete, as always, Harry in the chat. I got him. Thanks for joining us. Always a pleasure. Tuesdays with Pete. It's basically like Tuesdays with Maury. For Breach, for Pete, I'm Brinson. We'll see you guys later.
You can now relive the best moments of the UEFA Champions League 24/7. The UEFA Champions League channel is a new 24-hour streaming channel serving non-stop goals, highlights, and full match replays from the world's most prestigious club competition. Reminisce on your favorite moments, legendary players, and brilliant goals with the UEFA Champions League channel streaming around the clock on Pluto TV and the CBS Sports app.